You're such an asshole.
All right, we have a follow-up to an original request. And this guy wanted me to do a cost-benefit analysis on, it was an addendum to the Book of Numbers. He says, well, what about having kids? You didn't talk about kids. You only focused on women and marriage. What if we were to factor kids into the equation, specifically outsourcing it to a surrogate mother and all that? So we did various scenarios, and shocker, if you don't chase after girls, you just, you know, pay. If you outsource everything, each component function of a woman is cheaper, largely generally because of the early savings you have early on as a young man, not chasing girls. And the single largest expense, if you were to outsource per function, was the sex. Sex is just like what would the hugest component in the cost is, even more than children and divorce. But he, and so we went through different scenarios and all that, but he wanted me to further refine it for his particular situation. Of course, there's, and then now we got a sex doll. Really? Okay. All right. But he wanted to throw in private school and tweak it. So he says, adjusted parameters. These are more accurate in accordance to my own situation and plans. Up until 25, standard blue pill sheep. All right. So that means now you're dating. That means you're chasing girls, so you're no longer saving what was $2,000 a year or something. At 40, pop out a kid through surrogacy. 0 to 5 years, hire a nanny, cut down to part-time, work from home, half-time income. All right, so now you no longer have these savings. But what was interesting at that point, even from 25 to 40, those 15 years, not chasing, not paying for, okay? You're abstinent. Okay, both in time and so you're just doing nothing. You will save up, enough money to pay for the surrogacy. You will have no divorce costs at that time. And then the money will go, and even though the balance is dwindling, the income you're generating off of it pays for the nanny. So you could come out ahead on that as well. 5 to 14 years, no more nanny, go back to work full time, mostly full time, three quarters income. 14 to 18 years, private school, three quarters income. All right. So I threw all that into the matrix here. And what your net benefit is going to be basically $4.3 million. A similar situation where we could account for the nanny and all that, but that was scenario number two, if you want to remember it. Where you had the in vitro fertilization and you had a nanny, your savings was $7.4 million, which was the same, more or less the same scenario that you're running now. There's some minor tweaking and all that. But what I want to point out is that roughly $3 million difference comes from this. Just shows you, boys, how important it is. I'm not saying don't chase girls, but chase girls wisely. Do not waste your time, specifically your money, in resources, chasing girls. Go on dates, meet up for coffee. Okay, but it's Dutch, man. And you're not buying fancy cars. And factored in, this is things like fancy cars, the added insurance on a swank bachelor pad. Those costs add up. And if you're a minimalist, you just like find the girl that likes you for you. Oh, I should go into comedy. Norm MacDonald's gone. I guess I could take over his role. That was dark. But you spend a lot of money chasing tail, and just from 18 to 25, you throw that money in there. Now there's other things factoring in as well, but a lot of that is, that adds up to $3 million. If you just throw it in investment costs or into a average returning mutual fund. So yeah, I mean, guys, I'm not joking. Where'd it go? That's not it. Did I lose it? I lost it. Oh, here. I mean, get this book, The Book of Numbers. Again, it is not a book. Ladies are like, oh, you're just telling it. No. Read through the book, ladies. You'd benefit from it a lot as well. It shows you conventionally just how much time, money, effort, resources, and energy you piss away conventionally chasing after girls. And there are much more economic and efficient ways to do it, namely hitting the gym and becoming an accomplished man that's going to drastically improve your chances. But especially when you're young and early on, man, that is critical time. If you can bank that money, if you can do something else, like learn to dance, do anything else, anything to impress girls, aside from spending, well, people really don't go to the nightclubs anymore, but buying fancy cars, getting fancy clothes, going into, if you can just avoid that, you can basically save yourself $3 million in the future. Who wants $3 million in the future? All right. Any comments? Super chats. Taekwondo, 1.79 British pounds. Cappy, is the surrogacy juice worth the squeeze? If you look up what surrogacy costs are, I could close this out now. Women know the value. Surrogacy clinics know the value. They got everything, like, oh, there's this and that, and downtime from work. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. And some people would argue, well, that's why you go overseas, maybe for surrogacy, which I'm not against. I kind of generally be against surrogacy. I mean, kind of like, you know, they need their mom. I understand why people, but they need their mom, but don't listen to me. But yeah, over there, I mean, not that you try and cheat somebody, but man, they nickel and dime you they squeeze everything out of you. Every therapist visit, this and that. Like, no, no. No, like, and it's like, I saw some estimates. It's like, oh, she's going to need a year off. Okay, wait, pregnancy is 9 months and you're not a cripple. I mean, when a zygote forms, it's not like you're stuck in a wheelchair. You could still work at the time. You don't know you're pregnant. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.